ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ बिकास् अदर्स् आर् नाट् हियर् एट् सो ऐ थाट् ऐ विल् डू दि इन्ट्रोडक्षन् लेटर् आन् इट् स्टार्ट् वित् दिस् ध्यानश्लोक फस्ट् ॐ शुक्लाम्बरधरं विष्णुम् शुक्लाम्बरधरं विष्णुम् शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजम् शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजम् प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये शुक्लाम्बरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजम् प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये शुक्लाम्बरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजम् प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये. This is a verse wherein we invoke the grace of the Lord as the remover of obstacles. So even before beginning to study the Vishnu Sahasranama, even before doing the Parayanam of Vishnu Sahasranama, we invoke the grace of the Lord in order to have all the obstacles in our pursuit of knowledge or understanding of even Vishnu Sahasranama. So the prayer for Lord's grace for the removal of obstacles. So here you see the word first, dhyayet. Dhyayet means may one meditate. May one meditate. May one must meditate, one should meditate, or may one meditate. Dhyayet. Meditate means what? May one remember the Lord. Meditating, actually remembering the Lord here. So may one meditate. On whom? Upon whom? Whom should one meditate on? Then the answer comes, the Lord. Ishwaram dhyayet. And there is description of the Lord here. We say, it's a saguna rupam of Ishwara. So Lord is personified. The all-pervasive, formless Lord is personified here. Is given a form and we invoke the grace of the Lord in that form. So first we say, Shukla Ambaradharam Dhyayet. Shukla Ambaradharam Dhyayet. May one meditate upon Shukla Ambaradharaha. Dharaha means one who wears, one who has put on, one who is in. Ambaram, dress. Shuklam, shuklaha means white color. So shukla ambaram means white dress. Shuklambara dharaha means one who wears or one who is dressed in white. So Shuklambaradharam Dhyayet. We are supposed to visualize the Lord, the formless Lord in a given form. May one meditate on, think of the Lord dressed in white. Then, Vishnum Dhyayet. Every word is description of the Lord. Vishnum Dhyayet. Vishnum is an objective case. So, Vishnuhu. Shuklambaradharaha. Now, Vishnuhu. Vishnuhu literally means Vishnu, but actually, what is meant by the word is all pervasive. All pervasive. All pervasive. See, this is Nirgunam. All pervasive means Nirgunam. Shuklambaradharam is Sagunam. May we may one meditate upon the Lord who is dressed in white, but who is all pervasive, who is essentially of the nature of the Lord whom we invoke in a given form with the white dress, is actually essentially of the nature of all pervasiveness. Shuklambaradharam Vishnu. Then Shashivarnam. Shashivarnam Dhyayet. Shashivarnaha. Shashi. We have Shashiji today. So Shashi actually is the name of a moon. Shashivarnaha. Varnaha means color. So Shashivarnaha, one whose, again Sagunam comes. Complexion is like the moon. One whose complexion is of the color of the moon. Or one who is bright like moon. One who is glowing with the brilliance of the full moon. Shashivarnaha. Then Chaturbhujaha. Bhujaha Aam. Chatvaraha Bhujaha Yasya. One who has four arms. Again, four arms symbolize. Four is Upalakshanam for countlessness. Again, it's one who is endowed with the four hands, four arms, which implies actually omniscience, all knowing, which is again Nirgunam. But four arms, false, Mr. Sagunam. Then Prasannavadanam, Prasannavadanaha. Prasannavadanaha. One, Vadanam means face. Vadanam also means mouth. We take it as face. So one whose face has, one who has pleasant smiling face. The one whose face is pleasant with a smile. Prasanna is pleasant, happy, joyful. One who has pleasant smiling face. Ever, not one and only one particular day. One who has ever pleasant smiling face. Prasanna Vadanam. Vadanaha. So Dhyayet. So here Shashuklambaradharaha Vishnuhu Shashivarnaha Chaturbhujaha Prasanna Vadanaha We have five names of the Lord, and each word describes the Lord. And one, all four words are, all four words, Shuklambaradaraha, Shashivarnaha, Chaturbhujaha, Prasannavadanaha, these four words actually present the Saguna Rupam of the Lord. Saguna Rupam means Lord with the form. One word Vishnum, Vishnuhu, actually reveals the Nirguna Rupam of the Lord. So in this one verse, we have Lord with the attributes. We invoke the grace of Bhagavan in a given form with the attributes, and also formless, formless essential nature of the Lord also. And only one word, Vishnuhu, all-pervasive. All-pervasive means what? How is Lord all-pervasive? All, Bhagavan is essentially of the nature of knowledge. They were essentially of the nature of pure existence. Therefore, Lord, who is essentially of the nature of consciousness and existence, is of the nature of all-pervasiveness. Therefore, may one meditate upon the Lord who is dressed in white and whose complexion is brilliant like the moon, who is endowed with the four arms, and who has pleasant smiling, ever pleasant smiling face, but who is essentially of the nature of knowledge and existence, therefore of the nature of all pervasiveness. This is the meaning of the verse. So why should one invoke the grace of the Lord? Why should one meditate upon the Lord? The purpose of meditation, purpose of remembering, purpose of praying to the Lord in the very beginning is mentioned by another following word. Sarva Vighna Upashantaye. Sarvesham Vighnanam Upashantaye. Sarva, all, Vighna, Vighnani means obstacles. Sarvesham Vignanam Upashantihi, Upashantihi removal. Upashantihi means removal. So for or elimination, for the removal or deletion or the elimination of all obstacles. So may one meditate upon the Lord, who is described in these words, five words, for the removal of all forms of obstacles, all obstacles. And you know very well, all obstacles rise only from three different sources. There's no fourth source of obstacle. So all obstacles, all, sarva, vighna, upashantaye means for the removal. For the removal, upashantaye. Upashantihi, removal. Upashantaye, for the removal. For the removal of all obstacles, sarvesham vighnanam upashantaye dhyayet. May one meditate upon the Lord. So all obstacles, the word all implies adhyatmikatapaha, adibhautikatapaha, adidaivikatapaha. All possible, all forms of obstacles arising from three different sources, for the removal of all of them, all the obstacles, may one meditate upon the Lord, who is described in these five words. That's the simple meaning. So, Shuklam Varadharam Vishnum Shashivarnam Chaturbhujam Prasannavadanam Sarva Vighna Upashantaye Dhyayet is the prose order. Shuklam Varadharam Vishnum Shashivarnam Chaturbhujam ప్రసన్నవదనం ధ్యాయేత్ సర్వ విఘ్నోపశాంతయే. విల్ గో టు నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్ బికాస్ దీస్ వర్సెస్ ఆర్ నాట్ యాక్చువల్లీ థౌసండ్ నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. దిస్ వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ ది కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ విష్ణు సహస్రనామ. సో ఫస్ట్ బిఫోర్ యాక్చువల్లీ కమింగ్ టు ది థౌసండ్ నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, బిఫోర్ వి సీ the meanings of the words of thousand names in the Sahasranama Stotram, we are seeing the context of Vishnu Sahasranama. Yasya dvirada vaktradya, yasya dvirada vaktradya, parishadya parashatam. యస్య ద్విరద వక్త్రాద్య పారిషద్యః పరశతం విఘ్నం నిఘ్నంతి సతతం విశ్వక్సేనం తమాశ్రయే. యస్య ద్విరద వక్త్రాద్య పారిషద్యః పరశతం విఘ్నం నిఘ్నంతి సతతం విశ్వక్సేనం తమాశ్రయే. యస్య ద్విరద వక్త్రాద్య పారిషద్యః పరశతం విఘ్నం నిఘ్నంతి సతతం విశ్వక్సేనం తమాశ్రయే. So we invoke the Lord as the Gneshwaraha Ganapatihi in the first verse. The second verse, Ganapati himself is also given another title called Vishwaksenaha. If we happen to visit Mahavishnu temples, you will see Ganapati with the name Vishwaksenaha. Vaishnavites invoke the grace of Lord Ganesha as Vishwaksenaha. Vishwaksena also actually Ganapati only. So here, Ashraye, how we in the first verse we say Dhyayet, third person verb. And here Ashraye. Ashraye means I surrender. Ashraye, I surrender. I take refuge. Whom do I surrender to? Tam Ashraye. I surrender to him. Aham is understood. Aham Ashraye. I surrender to him. Tam Ashraye means I surrender to him. I surrender to Vishwaksenaha. I surrender to the Lord Vishwaksenaha. I surrender to the Lord Vishwaksenaha. I'll tell the meaning of the word Vishwaksena soon. And who is this Vishwaksenaha? It's explained here. Satatam Vishwaksenam Tam Vishwaksenam Ashraye. Satatam, always. Never a time I do not take refuge. Never a time I do not surrender to the Lord. Always I surrender to Him Vishwaksena, the Lord Vishwaksenaha. Lord who is known by the term Vishwaksenaha. Tam Vishwaksenam Satatam Ashraye. Who is Vishwaksenaha? He says, Dvirada Vaktradhyaha. Dviradaha means elephant. Dviradaha. Vaktram means face. Dvi means two. Dviradaha means elephant. Dvirada Vakram means elephant face. And Dvirada Vakra Adhyaha. So there are many, many attendants. There are many, many attendants of the Lord in the form of laws. There are many, many attendants of the Lord and who are also the formless attendants of the Lord, also given the form here with the elephant faced. Then Parishadyaha. Parishadyaha, many, many. Parashatam. Okay. Many, many attendants. So, Dvirada Vaktra Adhyaha, Parishadyaha Parashatam. What do they do? Vighnam Nighnanti Satatam. Always they destroy, Nighnanti, destroy the obstacles. So attendance of the Lord, attendance of the Lord, innumerable counter attendance of the Lord, destroy the obstacles. Vighnam Nighnanti. And him, tam, so yasya vishvaksenasya dhridavaktradyaha parishadyaha parashatam vighnam nighnanti. So parashatam actually many, many again. Vighnam nighnanti. See, parashatam over 100. Over 100 implies what? Countless, innumerable. Okay. All the obstacles they destroy. Unto him, unto him, salutations, or I bow to him. I bow to Vishwaksena, whose innumerable countless attendants destroy all obstacles. That is the meaning. But two words I'll explain in the following verses. Yasya dvirada vaktradya parishadya parashatam vighnam nighnanti satatam vishvaksenam tamashre. So I surrender to Vishwaksena, whose attendants remove all obstacles. That is the meaning. This Vishwaksena happens to be worshipped specifically by Vaishnavites also. I will do a little more information, give more information later on. Vyasam Vasishtha Naptaram. Now, in these two verses, we invoke the grace of Bhagavan for the removal of obstacles. Now, we are going to offer our salutations to Vyasacharya, because he is the Guru Vandanam. Always we have to invoke the grace of Rishi, sage, or a guru also. So here we invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of Guru himself. Here Vyasacharya. Vyasam Vasishtha Naptaram. Vyasam Vasishtha Naptaram Shaktev Pautramakalmasham. Vyasam Vasishtha Naptaram Shaktev Pautramakalmasham. Parasharatmajam Vande Shukatatam Taponidhim. Vyasam Vasishtha Naptaram Shaktev Pautramakalmasham పరాశరాత్మజం వందే శుకతాతం తపోనిధిం వ్యాసం వసిష్ఠనప్తారం శక్తేః పౌత్రమకల్మషం వ్యాసం వసిష్ఠనప్తారం శక్తేః పౌత్రమకల్మషం పరాశరాత్మజం వందే శుకతాతం తపోనిధిం పరాశరాత్మజం వందే శుకతాతం తపోనిధిం వ్యాసం వసిష్ఠనప్తారం శక్తేః పౌత్రమకల్మషం పరాశరాత్మజం వందే శుకతాతం తపోనిధిం వ్యాసం వసిష్ఠనప్తారం శక్తేః పౌత్రమకల్మషం పరాశరాత్మజం వందే శుకతాతం తపోనిధిం. సో హియర్ look for the verb, like how first you saw dhyayet, may one meditate on. Then second word, first you saw the verb ashraye, first person verb, I surrender, I take refuge in whom? The Lord. I surrender to here. But here you come across the verb vande. Vande is also first person present tense verb. Vande, I bow to. Ashraye, I surrender to. Vande, I bow to. Whom do I bow to? I bow to Vyasam. Vyasam Vande. Aham Vyasam Vande. I bow to Vyasa. And who is this Vyasa? Acharya Vyasa. He says, we say, first of all, tapo nidhihi. Vyasa, every word, every other word is description of Vyasa. Tapo nidhihi. I bow to Vyasa who has the wealth of penance. Whose wealth is nothing but penance. Tapaha eva nidhihi yasya. The one who has the treasure or the wealth of penance, austerity. The one who has the wealth of tapas. Vyasa's wealth is his tapas. Taponidhi. The one who is of the wealth, riches, treasure of penance. తపోనిధిం వ్యాసం వందే. ఐ బౌ టు వ్యాస, వన్ హూ ఈస్ ఆఫ్ వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ ట్రెషర్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేట్ ట్రెషర్ ఆఫ్ తపస్. దెన్ వసిష్ఠ నప్తారం వ్యాసం వందే. నప్తా మీన్స్ గ్రాండ్సన్, సారీ great grandson. Napta, naptru shabda, rikaranta shabda. Naptru means great grandson. Remember, Vyasacharya is a great grandson of Vasishtha. Vasishthasya naptaram Vyasam vande. I bow to Vyasacharya, the one who has the tapas as his great treasure, and one who is the great grandson of Vasishtha. Vasishthasya napta, Vasishtha napta, great grandson of Vasishtha. Then if he is great grandson of Vasishtha, whose grandson is he? Shaktehe akalmasham pautram. Shaktehe akalmasham pautram. కూపురమ్మా క్లాస్ ఇరుకే. శక్తేహే అకల్మషం పౌత్రం, Pautraha is a grandson, great grandson of Vasishta, is a grandson of Shaktihi. So he is Akalmashaha, blemishless grandson of Shaktihi. Kalmasham means sin, blemish. Akalmasham, Akalmashaha means what? Blemish free, blemishless, sinless grandson of Shakti. He, his grandfather is remembered, great grandfather is remembered, you know, father is remembered. Okay, then, so I bowed to Vasishta, great grandson of Vasishta, grandson, blemishless, sinless grandson of Shaktihi. Shaktehe Pautram. Pautraha means grandson. Napta, great grandson. Pautraha, grandson. Then, Parasharasya Atmajaha. Parasharasya Atmajaha. Atmajaha means son, putraha. Atmajaha is another word for putraha. Atmajaha is another word for putraha. Parasharasya Atmajaha, Parasharatmajaha. So I bow to Vyasa, son of Parasharaha. Very nice. Early morning we think of all Rishi Parampara. Parasharasya Atmajaha, Parasharatmajaha. Atmajaha is equal to Putraha. So I bow to Vyasa, son of Parashara. And also think of and Shukacharya. Shuka Tataha. Tataha in Sanskrit means father. In Tamil, Tata, grandson. But Tataha here means father. Pita. See, Atmajaha, Putraha, synonyms. Tataha, Pita, synonyms. Shukat, Shukasya Tatam. Vyasam Bande. I bow to Vyasacharya, father of Shuka. Very beautiful, isn't it? So here, I bow to Vyasacharya, Vyasa, the one who has tapas as his great treasure. Tapas as his treasure. And the person of the treasure of penance, wealth of penance, great grandson of Vasishta, grandson of blemishless, sinless grandson of Shakti, son of Parashara, father of Shuka. Finished? So Vasishtasya Vyasaha, Vasishtasya Napta. Vyasa is great grandson of Vasishta. Shaktehe Pautraha, grandson of Shakti. Parasharasya Atmajaha, son of Parashara. Shukasya Tataha, son, father of Shuka. Ashuka's father. Vasishta's grandson. Shakti's, Vaishishta's great grandson. Shakti's grandson. Parashara's son. Shuka's father. And for him, he had the, who is of the wealth of tapas. I bow to that Vyasa. Very simple. Now you know, Napta, great grandson. Pautraha, grandson. Atmajaha, putraha, son. Tataha, pita, father. Vyasam Vasishtha Naptaram Shaktev Pautramakalmasham Parasharatmajam Vande Shukatatam Taponidhim. Having said that, we do one more namaskara to Vyasa. Vyasaya Vishnu Rupaya. Even though Vyasa is physically seen as a human being, but still he is incarnation also. There is a, because of his tremendous amount of knowledge and abundance of work he has done in the parampara. So he is also seen as avatara of Vishnu. Therefore, Vyasaya Vishnu Rupaya, Vyasa Rupaya Vishnave, Vyasaya Vishnu Rupaya, Vyasa Rupaya Vishnave, Namo Vai Brahma Nidhaye, Vasishthaya Namo Namaha. Namo Vai Brahma Nidhaye, Vasishthaya Namo Namaha. Vyasaya Vishnu Rupaya, Vyasa Rupaya Vishnave, Namo Vai Brahma Nidhaye, Vasishthaya Namo Namaha. So, Namaha, Namaha, Namaha. Three times Namaha comes. Namo. If you break it, Namaha. Salutations. Again, Namo, Namaha. You break it, Namaha, Namaha. So three times we say Namaha. Namaha, Namaha, Namaha. Salutations, salutations, and salutations. How we say Namastase, 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 Namo, Namaha. Like that, here, there we have four times. So, Namaha, Namaha, Namaha. Salutations unto whom? Vyasaya. Salutations unto the great sage Vyasa. Vyasaya Namaha. And this Vyasa is none other than the incarnation of Vishnu. He is a form, Vishnu in physical form. The formless, all-pervasive Lord is in the form of Vishnu. In the form of Vyasa. He is the form of Vishnu. Salutations unto Vyasa, who is none other than the form of Vishnu. Vishnu Rupaha. Then, Vyasa Rupaya Vishnave. And salutations unto Lord Vishnu, who is in the form of Vyasa. So salutations unto Vyasa, who is the form of Vishnu. Salutations unto Vishnu, who is in the form of Vyasa. Salutations to Vyasa, salutations to Vishnu. Salutations to Vyasa, who is in the form of, who is the form of Vishnu. Salutations to Vishnu, who is in the form of Vyasa. Nice. And who is this? Brahma Nidhihi. Brahma Nidhihi. Earlier we saw Tapo Nidhihi. Now we see Brahma Nidhihi. Brahma Nidhihi, one who has the wealth of knowledge of the truth. Brahma Nidhihi means the one who is endowed or one who has the wealth of treasure of the knowledge of the truth. Brahma Nidhihi. He is Jnana Nidhihi. And Vasishthaya. Vasishtaha means the one who is pertaining to Vasishta. Associated with Vasishta. Anything associated with Vasishta, anything pertaining to Vasishta can be called Vasishta. And here, Vyasa happens to be, already we have seen, Vyasa happens to have come in the family of Vasishta as his great grandson. He is called Vasishtaha. Salutations unto Vyasa, who comes in the family of Vasishta as the great grandson of Vasishta, unto him, and who has the treasure of knowledge of the wealth, who is another than the form of Vishnu, and who is Vishnu himself in the form of Vyasa. This is the meaning. Is it clear? Vyasaya Vishnu Rupaya Vyasa Rupaya Vishnave Namo Vai Brahma Nidhaye Vasishthaya Namo Namaha Vyasaya Vishnu Rupaya Vyasa Rupaya Vishnave Namo Vai Brahma Nidhaye Vasishthaya Namo Namaha. The chanting must be very conscious of this pronunciation. Vyasaya Vishnu Rupaya Vyasa Rupaya Vishnave Namo Vai Brahma Nidhaye Vasishthaya Namo Namaha. So we first two verses, in the first two verses, we invoke the grace of the Lord as the remover of obstacles. In the second two verses, third and fourth, we paid our salutations, we offered our salutations to Vyasacharya. Now, we are going to invoke the grace of Lord himself, Vishnu himself. Okay? Avikaraya Shuddhaya Avikaraya Shuddhaya Nityaya Paramatmane Nityaya Paramatmane Sadaika Rupa Rupaya Sadaika Rupa Rupaya Vishnave Sarva Jishnave Vishnave Sarva Jishnave Avikaraya Shuddhaya Avikaraya Shuddhaya Nityaya Avikaraya Shuddhaya Avikaraya Shuddhaya Nityaya Paramatmane Nityaya Paramatmane Sadaika Rupa Rupaya Sadaika Rupa Rupaya Vishnave Sarva Jishnave Vishnave Sarva Jishnave Avikaraya Shuddhaya Avikaraya Shuddhaya Nityaya Paramatmane Nityaya Paramatmane Sadaika Rupa Rupaya Sadaika Rupa Rupaya Vishnave Sarva Jishnave Vishnave Sarva Jishnave Yasya Smarana Matrena Yasya Smarana Matrena Janma Samsara Bandhanat Janma Samsara Yasya smarana matrena, yasya smarana matrena, janma samsara bandhanat, samsara bandhanat, vimuchyate, vimuchyate, namastasmai, namastasmai, vishnave, vishnave, prabha vishnave,
prabha vishnave.
Actually, we have to read both the verses together to get the complete meaning. Here, in these two verses, we are invoking the grace of Lord Mahavishnu himself, offering our salutations. Avikaraya Shuddhaya Avikaraya Shuddhaya Nityaya Paramatmane Nityaya Paramatmane Sadaika Rupa Rupaya Sadaika Rupa Rupaya Vishnave Sarva Jishnave Vishnave Sarva Jishnave ஸ்மரணமாத்ரேண ஜன்மசம்சாரபந்தனாத் விமுச்யதே நமஸ்தஸ்மை விஷ்ணவே பிரப விஷ்ணவே.
If you take all both verses together, here there is no verb, but there is noun, salutations, namaha. Namaha, salutations. Vimuchyate namastasmai. Okay, the word namastasmai, namaha, salutations. Here, every word needs unfoldment. Namaha, salutations. To whom? Salutations unto him. Tasmai means unto him. Tasmai namaha. You can be put otherwise. Namaha, tasmai, namastasmai. Salutations unto him. Means salutations unto the Lord. Salutations unto him. Tasmai namaha. Tasmai means to him. Salutations unto the Lord. So, unto him. Who is this Lord? Which sort of tasmai? Who is this Lord? Unto whom? So, this description. See, if you take, go to the first verse, the verse number 5. Avikaraya, Shuddhaya, Nityaya, Paramatmane, Sada, Eka Rupa Rupaya, Vishnave, Sarvajishnave. All these words are in dative case, fourth case, which means to him. So, avikaraha, first name of the Lord is what? Avikaraha. Vikaraha means modification, change. Avikaraha means not the salutations, the Lord who is of the nature of changelessness. The Lord Bhagavan, who is essentially of the nature of changelessness. Who is Bhagavan here? Bhagavan, the whole cosmos is Bhagavan. The whole cosmos is nothing which is not Bhagavan here. And that Bhagavan is essentially, which alone is shining in the form of whole cosmos, is pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure existence. The knowledge alone is shining in the form of existence of everything here. Pure consciousness alone is shining in the form of existence of the whole universe. Therefore, Bhagavan, in the form of the whole, who is essentially of the nature of consciousness, is of the nature of changelessness, avikaraha, matramilla parambarul, avikaraha. Don't worry if I say anything Tamil, okay? Avikaraha, changelessness. One who is of the nature of changelessness is avikaraha, changeless Lord. Next is shuddhaha. Shuddhaha. Again, Lord is essentially pure knowledge. Therefore, free from all impurities and blemishes. The Lord who is essentially of the nature of purity. Lord is the nature of consciousness. Therefore, Lord is of the nature of purity himself. Pure. Lord has no punyam. Lord has no papam. Lord has no sanchita agami parabdha. Lord has no birth. Lord has no death. Okay? But punyam, papam, existence, samsara, everything happens in the Lord. Therefore, Lord is of the nature of purity, one who is pure. Shuddha. I'm using the word, instead of saying pure, Shuddha means pure, I'm saying Lord who is of the nature of purity. You might note that also. Then Nityaha. Nityaha means timeless, eternal. So Lord is essential, Lord who is in the home of whole cosmos, is essentially of the nature of pure knowledge, which is of the nature of changelessness, which is of the nature of purity, is also beginningless, endless, timeless, is of the nature of timelessness, eternity. Beautiful words. Every word is a beautiful word here. Avikaraha, Shuddhaha, Nitya. Completely, here, Ishvara Nirguna Swarupam alone is given in these words. Not Saguna Rupam. Shuklam, Bharadaram, there Saguna, we came across Saguna. Here, completely, Nirguna Swarupam of Ishvara. Then, Paramatmane, Paramatma. Paramatma means Paramatma. Absolute, all-pervasive self of all the beings. Absolute, all-pervasive, only self of everything, the entire cosmos. Parama means absolute. Absolute, exalted, only self, all-pervasive, self of the whole is Paramatma. You have to all these words. Absolute, all pervasive, only truth, the self of the whole is Paramatma. Sada Yeka Rupa Rupaha. The one who is of the form of, only form of knowledge. Sada Yeka Rupa Rupaha. What is the form of the Lord? So formlessness is the form of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord who is of the form of only form, who is of the form of oneness. Ever. The Lord who is essentially of the form of oneness. Ever of the form of oneness. The Lord who is essentially ever of the form of oneness. Sada ever. So the Lord who is of the form, ever, who is ever of the form of oneness. Sada Yeka Rupa Rupa Rupaha. Yeka Rupa Rupaha. Therefore, Vishnu's another name. Avikaraha, Shuddhaha, Nityaha, Paramatma, Sada Yeka Rupa Rupaha, Vishnuhu. Vishnuhu. Again, Vyapnoti Sarvam Iti Vishnuhu. The one, not only, the word Nityaha already said timelessness. The word Vishnuhu says spatial limitlessness. The Lord who is essentially, the Lord of, who is the of the whole, essentially of the nature of reality, which is of the nature of spatial limitlessness, who is all pervasive. Vishnuhu means all pervasive. All pervasive, they were spatially limitless. So the word Paramatma implies object limitless, object-wise limitlessness. Nityaha reveals time-wise limitlessness. Vishnuhu tells spatial limitlessness. So Lord who is of the nature of limitlessness. Then Sarva Jishnuhu, Vishnuhu all pervasive, Jishnuhu. Jishnuhu means winner. Ever victorious. Sarva Jishnuhu. So the Lord who is essentially the reality, therefore is ever of the, ever victorious. Victorious over everything means what? One who is independent of everything. One who can never be defeated, because everything is dependent on the Lord in the name of the truth. Everything is dependent on the Lord in the name of the truth. Lord is independent of everything. Lord is the one who lends very existence to everything. Therefore, Lord is ever victorious. The one who is of the nature of very victory, ever victorious Lord. Sarva Jishnuhu. So, Jishnuhu in fourth case is Jishnavi. Salutations unto him who is of the nature of changelessness, who is the nature of purity, who is of the nature of timelessness, who is the absolute self of all the beings, who is ever of the form of oneness, who is of the nature of all pervasiveness, and who is ever victorious. Avikaraya shuddhaya nityaya paramatmane sada ekarupa rupaya vishnave harvajishnave tasmai namaha. Again, one more word comes. Next word. Vishnave prabhavishnave. Come to the next word now, next verse. Vishnave, same meaning. All pervasive Lord, prabhavishnuhu. Prabhavishnuhu. The one who is the source of all, everything is Prabhavishnu. Vishnuhu, Prabhavishnuhu. Salutations unto him. Then who is his Lord again? Then he says, Yasya Smarana Matrena. Salutations unto him, the Lord, who is of this nature, who is essentially revealed in these words. Now, Yasya Smarana Matrena. See, Yasya, whose Smaranam, remembrance, Matrena only. By remembering, by merely remembering whom. Yasya Smarana Matrena. By, because of the remembrance of whom. Because of the remembrance of whom. The literal translation. Yasya Smarana Matrena. Only because of the remembrance of whom. Literal meaning. We take it by dwelling upon whom, by contemplating upon whose swarupam. Only by contemplating upon whose swarupam, whose essential nature. Only by or merely by contemplating upon whose essential nature. Yes, yes, smarana matrena. Literal meaning is what? Because of the remembrance of whom. What is the implied meaning? Merely by contemplating upon whose essential nature, revealed in those words, revealed by those words. Smarana matrena janma samsara bandhanat vimuchyate. See, bandhana, bandhanam, bondage. Bandhanam, bondage. Bandhanat, from bondage. Bandhanam, bondage. Bandhanat, from bondage. From bondage. Of what? Bondage is what? Bondage of what? Bondage of birth and death. Janma, birth. Samsara, life, transmigratory life. So, by contemplating upon whose essential nature, vimuchyate, one becomes liberated, vimuchyate is liberated. Human being is understood. Human being is liberated. Becomes liberated. Vimuchyate, becomes liberated. Liberated from what? Liberated from bondage. Bandhanat vimuchyate. Bondage of the life of transmigration fraught with birth, etc. Birth and death. So, is it clear? Vimuchyate is liberated from bondage of transmigratory life fraught with births and deaths. Death is not mentioned, I'm adding. Death is implied. Janma samsara yasya smarana matrena janma samsara bandhanat vimuchyate tasmai namaha. Is it clear now? I will put the postulator now. Yasya smarana matrena janma samsara bandhanat manushya has understood vimuchyate tasmai vishnave pabhavishnave avikaraya shuddhaya nityaya paramatmane sada ekarupa rupaya vishnave harvajishnave tasmai namaha. Is the pahada. Got it? See the pohadar again. Yasya, you have to start. When you want to write the pohadar, you have to start from here. Yasya smarana matrena. Yasya bhagavataha vishnoho smarana matrena. Janma samsara bandhanate manushyaha vimuchyate. Tasmai avikaraya shuddhaya nityaya paramatmane sada ekaruparupaya vishnave harajishnave pavishnave vishnave namaha. Avikaraya shuddhaya nityaya paramatmane sadaikaruparupaya vishnave sarvajishnave yasya smarana matrena janma samsara bandhanat vimuchyate namastasmai vishnave prabhavishnave om namo vishnave prabhavishnave om namo vishnave prabhavishnave. Okay, so here in two verses, we invoke the grace of Mahavishnu. Remember, no, until now, we are understanding the context of Vishnu Sahasranama. First two verses are dedicated for Lord as the remover of obstacles. Second two verses invoke the grace of Vyasacharya himself. And now two verses, fifth and sixth, we invoke the grace of Lord Vishnu himself by offering salutations to the Lord. Now again, repeated, that line is repeated just to emphasize the, again, to reveal the glory of the Lord. Om Namo Vishnave Prabhavishnave. The most exalted Lord of power is Prabhavishnu, the source of everything. Salutations unto the Lord. Okay. Same meaning. No. Shri Vaishampayana Uvacha. Vaishampayana Uvacha. Now, you remember, Vishnu Sahasranama also comes in between. It's not a separate text of itself. Even though it's a text by itself, but still it's an extraction from some other thing. Mahabharatam it comes, therefore, Vaishampayana is the name of a rishi. So, one great sage, Vaishampayana, and he said, Shrutva dharmana seshena, Shrutva dharmana seshena, Pavanani cha sarvashaha, Pavanani cha sarvashaha, യുധിഷ്ഠിരശാന്തനവം യുധിഷ്ഠിരശാന്തനവം പുനരേവാഭ്യഭാഷത പുനരേവാഭ്യഭാഷത ശ്രുത്വാ ധർമാനശേഷേണ ധർമാനശേഷേണ പാവനാനി ച സർവശഃ യുധിഷ്ഠിരശാന്തനവം ശാന്തനവം പുനരേവാഭ്യഭാഷത See, one person tells another person what other person told other person. That's the thing here.
Hello?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Charu Batra here. I want
you... Yudhishthiraha Abhashata. This is where we are going to understand the context. Yudhishthiraha Abhashata. Yudhishthiraha, you must know, the very name is a beautiful name. Yudhisthiraha Yaha. Yudhishthiraha. Yudhishthiraha is name of Dharma, the first of Pandavas. He is also called Dharmaha. So one who follows ethics firmly even in battle, and one who is ever victorious in battle also. That's why he's called Yudhisthiraha. Yudhisthiraha. Dharmaha. So the whole life is a battle, because always we have to go by dharma. It's very difficult. Therefore, and one who is always firm in his commitment to dharma. Therefore, Yudhisthiraha. Dharmaha. He spoke, Abhashata, he spoke to whom? He spoke to Shantanu. Shantanavam. Punaha eva, again he spoke to. Yudhishthiraha punaha eva Shantanavam Abhashata. Yudhishthira spoke to Shantanava again. What? When did he ask? Why again? Which means we are seeing the context. Sarva, dharma, aseshena dharman shrutva. Shrutva, having heard, aseshena entirely, having heard entirely, all completely, thoroughly about dharma, sarvan dharman, all dharmas, having heard entirely, completely, totally all matters related to dharma, sarvan dharman, all dharmas he heard. So Yudhishthira did not have any doubt at all about dharma, about living a way of, that's why he had the thorough knowledge of all dharmas. And he also followed strictly all dharmas in life. He is called Dharmaputraha. Dharmaputraha Yudhishthiraha. So, sarvan dharma, aseshena dharman shrutva. Aseshena. Sesha means leaving some behind. Aseshena, without leaving any little thing behind. Completely, thoroughly, totally, he has heard all about dharmas. All dharmas. After having heard also, he again spoke to Shantanava. That means, dharmas, the more dharma you understand, the more you follow in life. It's all to be practiced in life. But what is there? Something to be known, not to be practiced. Dharmas are for practice. Truth is not for practice. Truth is for knowing. It's beautiful, isn't it? You have to see that. Sarvan dharma, aseshena dharman shrutva, okay, I have heard all about dharmas. I not know anything anymore. He did not keep quiet. Punaha eva. Again, he spoke to Shantanava. Then, sarvashaha pavanani. Sarvashaha means almost all that he needs for purification. Pavanam means purifying. Pavanam means that which frees one from any sin, blemish, impurity is called pavanam. Punati iti pavanam. Pavanam means that which purifies. Pavanam means pavitram. Pavanam means purifying. A purifying factor is called pavanam. So, sarvashaha pavanani. Also having understood all the purifying things, purifying factors, all about purifying factors, having accomplished all pavana, all purifying factors, having understood all dharmas totally, then what is there for him to know yet? Still, he is there's ignorance. He said to understand something more. You know, still there is no freedom. Still there is bondage. All dharmas he knows, he follows all dharmas. And he knows all purifying factors, he has got them. And he purified himself of all factors also. All blemishes also. Which means, sarvashaha pavanani shrutva, sasesana dharmana shrutva, having known everything, yudhishthiraha punaha eva shantanavam abhyabhashata, he spoke to Shantanava. Who is Shantanava here? Bhishmaha. Is it clear? Another name for Bhishma is Shantanava. So Yudhishthira again spoke to Bhishma. He spoke to means, he spoke to him means he had some queries. He wanted some clarification. He wanted to know. That's why he spoke to him. In spite of having the thorough, complete knowledge of all dharmas, all purifying factors. Okay. Sarva dharman aseshena sutva, sarvashaha pavanani cha sutva, yudhishthiraha punaha eva shantanavam abhyavashata. Why Bhishmaha is called Shantanavaha? See, Bhishma was ever of non-disturbable peace. Bhishma was an abode of peace, embodiment of peace. He was always peaceful. And his peace was not at all ever disturbed by anything external. He was calm. So many things were happening. Grandsons, one said grandson, other said grandsons. My God, if he was disturbed, what would have happened? He would have been so worried. But he remained as a person of undisturbed peace. Person of undisturbed peace, non-disturbable peace. Okay. So, he's called Shantanavaha. So, Shantanavam Yudhishthiraha Punaha Eva Abhyabhashata. Not Abhashata, sorry. Abhyabhashata. Punaha Eva Abhyabhashata. Abhibhashate. Abhi is a prefix. Abhibhashate Abhyabhashata past tense. He spoke. Okay. Now, what is Yudhishthira ask? It's very interesting. This is where very, very interesting. Yudhishthira's questions. Yudhishthira, Dharmaputra, first of Pandavas, now he is asking Bhishma, who is Shantanavaha. Yudhishthira uvacha. Yudhishthira uvacha. Kimekam daivatam loke. Kimekam daivatam loke. Kimvapyekam parayanam. Kimekam daivatam loke. Kimvapyekam parayanam. Stuvantah kam kamarchantah prapnuyur manava shubham. Let me break the word first. Kim ekam daivatam kim. Loke. Kim va api ekam parayanam. Kim ekam parayanam loke. Kim ekam daivatam loke. Stuvantaha kam. Kam archantaha. Kam stuvantaha. Manavaha shubham prapnuyuhu. See? Kam means whom. Kam archantaha. Kam stuvantaha. Okay, kam archantaha, kam stuvantaha, manavaha shubham prapnuyuhu. This is the question. Kam archantaha, kam stuvantaha. Stuvantaha, glorifying whom. Stuvantaha means glorifying. Archantaha, worshipping. Worshipping whom? Stuvantaha, kam means whom. Whom, worshipping whom? Archantaha, kam. Or kam archantaha. Worshipping whom? Stuvantaha, glorifying whom? Or praising whom? Worshipping whom? Manavaha, human beings. Shubham prapnuyuhu. People may attain, will attain shubham. Shubham, the most auspicious factor, the most auspiciousness. Mokshaha, happiness, everlasting happiness. Shubham prapnuyuhu. Manavaha shubham prapnuyuhu. Human beings will attain most auspicious freedom, happiness. Worshipping whom, praising whom, glorifying whom, people will attain moksha. Shubham prapnuyuhu. Kam stuvantaha, kam archantaha. Manavaha shubham prapnuyuhu. Shubaha, auspicious. Auspicious here means, we should take it as moksha only. Happiness. Auspiciousness means actually moksha only here. Happiness. Stuvantah kam kamarchantah prapnuyur manava shubham. Stuvantah kam kamarchantah prapnuyur manava shubham. Stuvantah kam kamarchantah prapnuyur manava shubham. Kimekam daivatam loke. Kim ekam daivatam loke. Loke in this world. In this world, kim ekam daivatam. What is that one God? What is that one Bhagavan, one God? Kimva api ekam parayanam. What is that absolute abode? Para ayanam means what is that absolute end? Para ayanam means end. Parayanam means the most exalted destination, the most exalted end, the absolute abode. Para ayanam, say ayanam. We break it, dental na. Put together, cerebral na. Para ayanam, parayanam. Para ayanam means, ayanam means end, destination, abode. Para exalted, supreme abode. They say that. I prefer the word, the most exalted end, the absolute end, the ultimate goal, absolute abode. After having attained which, one need not attain anything else. That is the absolute end. After reaching where, one need not go anywhere. Okay? No more journey. Again, one need not be born again. It is called parayanam. Is it clear? What is parayanam? You go somewhere and come back. Once you reach there, you don't need to come back. Therefore, once you attain that, there is no more punaragamanam, no more return, no more punarjanma. It's called parayanam. Parayanam, parayanam. The absolute abode, the absolute end, ultimate goal, absolute destination, exalted destination, reaching which one need not go anywhere, one need not attain anything else. That's the absolute. So, kim va api ekam parayanam. Kim means what? What is that which is the absolute end, attaining which one need not attain anything else, everything else becomes attained as it were. And who is that? What is that only Bhagavan, one God? Worshipping whom, praising whom, glorifying whom, people will attain auspiciousness in terms of jnanam, which itself is moksha. Is the first question, beautiful question. So from Bhishma's answer, we have to learn. So now, even though we don't know how to ask his question, so we can learn from him, Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira is asking this question. So same thing comes in Upanishad also. No, this Shaunaka goes to Rishi Angiras and he's asking, kasminnu vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. What is that one thing by knowing which everything else becomes known as it were? Same thing here also is coming. Kim ekam daivatam, kim va api ekam parayanam, kam stuvantaha, kam archantaha, manavaha shubham prapnuyuhu. That's the question.
Kim ekam daivatam loke, kim vapyekam parayanam, stuvantah kam kamarchantah prapnuyur manava shubham.
Now chanting together, you had to note that ih and if.
Kimekam daivatam loke, kim vapyekam parayanam, stuvantah kam kamarchantah prapnuyur manava shubham. Stuvantah kam kamarchantah prapnuyur manava shubham. Ko dharma sarva dharmanam bhavatah paramo matah. Ko dharma sarva dharmanam bhavatah paramo matah. Kim japan muchyate jantur janma samsara bandhanat. Japan muchyate jantur janma samsara bandhanat. Ko dharma sarva dharmanam bhavatah paramo matah. கிஞ்ச பன்முச்சதே ஜந்துர் ஜன்ம சம்சார பந்தநாத்.
சோ சர்வ தர்மானாம் கஹ தர்மஹ பரமஹ மதஹ பவதஹ. பவதஹ மதஹ மீன்ஸ் பவதா மதஹ.
இன் யோர் விஷன் பவதஹ மதஹ மீன்ஸ் தட் இன் யோர் கன்சிடரேஷன் இன் யோர் விஷன் பவதஹ மதஹ வாட் இஸ் தட் விச் இஸ் கன்சிடர்ட் பை யூ தட் இஸ் த மீனிங். பவதஹ மதஹ இன் யோர் விஷன் வாட் இஸ் த மோஸ்ட் எக்ஸால்டட் ஆஃப் தி தர்மாஸ்.
சர்வ தர்மானாம் பரமஹ தர்மஹ கஹ மதஹ பவதஹ.
கஹ தர்மஹ சர்வ தர்மானாம் பரமஹ. வாட் இஸ் தி தர்ம விச் இஸ் தி மோஸ்ட் எக்ஸால்டட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தர்மாஸ் இன் யோர் விஷன். In your vision, in your understanding, what is the most exalted of all the dharmas? Then, kim japan, japan, no, uttering japan means doing the japam of which, repeatedly uttering, japan means repeatedly uttering. Repeatedly uttering what? What is that? Repeatedly uttering which? Muchyate, one becomes liberated from bondage of life of transmigration fraught with births and deaths. Janma samsara bandhanat. Jantuhu means living creature. Jantuhu literally means living creature. Here you can take it as a human being. Jantuhu, a being. Jantuhu literally means any living creature is jantuhu only. But here human being. A human being, manushyaha. Jantuhu means manushyaha. Kim japan, repeatedly uttering what? Repeatedly uttering which? A human being becomes liberated from bondage of samsara or endless births and deaths, endless cycle of births and deaths. Janma samsara bandhanat kim japan jantuhu vimuchyate. By repeatedly uttering what? By doing the japam of what? A human being becomes liberated from bondage of samsara for good. Muchyate is liberated. Liberated for good is what? Vimuchyate. So what is the most exalted of all dharmas? So beautiful two questions. Ekam daivatam kim loke ekam daivatam kim, question number 1. Ekam parayanam kim, question number 2. Kam stuvantaha kam archantaha manavaha shubham prapnuyuh, question number 3. Sarva dharmanam kaha dharmaha paramaha sarva dharmanam கஹ தர்மஹா பரமஹா தர்மஹா, question number 4. கிம் ஜபன் ஜந்துஹு ஜன்ம சம்சார பந்தநாத் முச்சதே, question number 5. Now I can ask the question. How many questions did Yudhishthira ask Bhishma? What is the name of Bhishma? Chantanavaha. 5 questions. Answer we'll see next class. Okay, I'm going to stop. I had to leave now. Yudhishthira uvacha kimekam daivatam loke kim vapyekam parayanam
కిమేకందైవ తల్లోకే కింవాప్యేకం పరాయణం స్తువంతః కంకమర్చంతః ప్రాప్నుయుర్మానవాశుభం కో ధర్మ సర్వధర్మాణాం భవతః పరమో మతః కిం జపన్ముచ్యతే జంతుర్జన్మ సంసార బంధనాత్ కో ధర్మ సర్వధర్మాణాం భవతః పరమో మతః కిం జపన్ముచ్యతే జంతుర్జన్మ సంసార బంధనాత్ ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.